two-banded radio antenna, even though the dual-banded radio antenna maybe could have performed, or maybe realistically would have been able to perform worse because you have it tuned for two different bands, whereas the flower pot is intended to be designed for just one band. Either way, it's kind of interesting how you can get dual-banded that perform better than a mono-band antenna somehow. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, pullback.
Sounds like a good experiment. Like I say, some of the things you don't think about before, it's like, oh, people got twin lead around, TV twin lead. And recently it's kind of a surprise to say how expensive it was, or if you're going to buy it, you know. So if you see your neighbor or someone tossing that stuff to the curb or something, I guess it's kind of valuable these days. I got some wound up, I know, in the garage and some in the basement and stuff. I did use this for, we had this Samara Club a few years, you know, a number of years ago. We used that as a club project at one of the meetings and made these dual band J-poles, you know, about a twin lead. So it's an inexpensive project. You know, Mike, VDZ, his project he had with this little, tape measure 440 beam is more expensive. He used 3D printed, mounting things and all that. You know, his is very slick. Ours was not that fancy. Back to you.